Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Stunning. Very stunning.
Pengilly, any red? Are you red, dog?
I'm with you, Clarky. I think there's a tinge of red in Julia Roberts. I reckon you're right.
That's hair
just
dye.
Just a little bit.
Aaron Brockovich, he's got red, I suppose.
SK Warren, red dog. There you go. You didn't know that.
I can't get that, Clarky. He wasn't a redhead.
Warney, I'm telling you, was a red, disguised red dog. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yes. Disguised
no
red
G
dog.
Up.
No G up. Look in the eye. All that hair color was not real. I'm telling
really?
You. I don't think, no, Warney wasn't like redhead, but he had red dog in him.
Right.
Through the brown and the blonde, there was a bit of red dog, for sure.
Well, there you go. That stunned me.
George Bailey, red dog. Andrew McDonald, red dog.
Red dog, Ronald, yeah.
I reckon Julia might just have a tinge. Just a tinge.
Oh, well, we'll see. Mm. We'll see.
Some racing.
Ever been a red horse?
Yeah, surely.
One of the great big reds. Farlap.
Yeah, but not red, red.
No, not.
No,
the red. Anyway, Kovalika, Queensland Derby is the mission on Saturday.
Yeah, race at his mercy, you'd think, Jared, wouldn't you? He's going to start an extremely short price favourite, and he's got the runs on the board. I thought he was really good last week in the Doomben Cup behind Quetor and Numerian. Obviously beat Zaki home in that race. So when you're taking on weight-for-age horses in the Doomben Cup and running them to pretty much a length to Quetor and beating Zaki home, it's a pretty good form reference for the Queensland Derby the next week. I suppose the only question mark is going to be, how's he going to back up on the 7-day quick backup after last week? Because he had that little bit of a setback the week prior, but Chris Waller knows how to handle him. He'll want a dry track up there on the weekend. J-Muck to do the steering from a really nice gate, and we might just be unearthing a staying star of the future. I know it might be a little bit presumptuous, but given what we've seen so far, who's to say he can't win this derby on the weekend and go on to be a really big player in the spring? So, yeah, I'd find it extremely surprising to see him get beaten. I think he's a long tail to this Queensland derby on the weekend.
Michelle Payne, she's confirmed her retirement.
Yeah, she's getting close to the end, Loz. She's coming up with some comments in the News Limited papers today suggesting that next season, the 2023-24 season, will probably be her last. So she's just returned to riding a little bit in the last week or so. I think this condition's about regaining your licence next year. You've got to have sort of around 20 rides per season. She's barely ridden at all the last 10 or 11 months. So she's just trying to get a few rides on the board so she can maintain her licence. But I think in her heart of hearts, she knows that next year is probably going to be her last year riding. She's obviously training a lot of horses at the moment, so has that owner-trainer license down there in Victoria. So it'll be sad to see her finish her career. She'll forever be remembered, obviously, for that Melbourne Cup on Prince of Penzance, and she's really wound back her riding commitments the last couple of years, but she wants to get back into it a little bit for the next 12 months and then maybe pull the pin and just concentrate on training the horses.
Adam, how hard will that be? Like, is that something you could take, you know, 6 months, 3 months, 12 months off and then still compete at the highest level or be as good as she's been in the past? Or
I'd imagine she's still riding a bit at home at track work, Clarky, because it's not completely foreign to her, but just that competitive instincts of riding in a big field and everything like that, you probably get a little bit rusty. But everyone knows she's a class jockey. She's been doing this for many, many years now. So, you know, punching a few around at the provincials or country areas down in Victoria or the odd city ride in the next couple of weeks is not going to affect her too much, I wouldn't have thought. But, yeah, she's obviously come to the realisation that her riding career is coming to an end at some stage. She's pretty much ready to put a time marker on that and say she won't ride beyond next season.
Is this it for a horse that's won more than $6.5 million in prize money in Colding in the Sky Racing Lord Mayor's Cup this weekend at Eagle Farm?
Yeah, gee's been a good horse, hasn't he, Jared, for many, many seasons now. He's been in and out of form, to be fair, for the last couple of years. And on his day, he still can produce a really good run. But Chris Waller's flagged that if he doesn't show up there on the weekend, this is probably going to be his last race and he'll send him to a nice paddock to retire. So I'll never forget that. He won that inaugural Golden Eagle,
didn't he? Unbelievable ride and win. Yeah,
Bossy was just held up all the way down the straight. And I actually had a good result on him that day.
Yeah,
I was desperate for him, desperate for him to get a run. Yeah, I know. But he's been a great horse for Chris Waller. Obviously, he won a couple of Group 1s now as well. So his form has been a little bit patchy, it must be said, the last 6 months. And Chris has virtually flagged saying, listen, if he doesn't run up to expectations there on the weekend in the Lord Mayor's Cup, that'll be it. We'll send him to a nice paddock and give him a nice time to enjoy himself. So it could be a really big day for owner Neville Morgan. It's obviously got Kovalika in the derby and potentially Colding running his last race.
Yeah, one at Epsom, a George Main as well, a Group 2 Hill Stakes, and all aged in 2021 as well, beating Savatiano and Cascadian. So yeah, very good horse for sure. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.
Thanks, boys. We'll chat tomorrow.